Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercy. For your help. Thank you for your intervention. Be glorified forever. We thank you for your blessings. Thank you for support. You for strengthening us, fighting our battles. In Jesus' name. The grace you have given to us, the knowledge of you, thank you for us to draw closer to you than before. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for everything to make us the kind of persons you want us to be. In Jesus' name, thank you for controlling the situations in our lives. Your will for us. Thank you, Lord, that you have answered favor and honor. Be praised forever. We are grateful, Lord, and preservation. Family members, and I thank you for keeping us under your wings. Friends, thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit walking in our lives. Leading us by your Spirit. Thank you for always guiding us and teaching us. But thank you, Father. Be praised. And, oh Lord, we are here this night, this midnight, to pray, to call upon your name. Look upon us from your throne and help us as we pray. We trust in the greatness of your power. Lives and situations as we pray in Jesus. Visit everyone that will participate and give us grace in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know your blessed be your holy name. We have prayed to take some worships. All the glory in Jesus. In Jesus. In Jesus, we give glory, we honor, we give you, we give you. Hosanna in the highest, our King, stand on holy. Hosanna in the highest, our King is
from
of my Jehovah, praising Jehovah, praising your name, praise your name, Jehovah, praising Jehovah, we praise. Mighty man of war, we praise your Father, who art ever, hallowed be thy name, our Father, hallowed be your name, hallowed be thy name, be done, hallowed be your name, hallowed be Father, hallowed be the Lord, be with him, Lord, unto the glory he has done, the glory he has done, be the glory he has done, he has done, he will do, Lord, be the great things he has done, great things he has done, greater things he will do, Lord, be the glory he has done. We are here. We are here. Father, we are here again. Come and take control. near again to seek your face. We are, Father, we are, Holy Ghost, because he lives, is tomorrow, because he lives, is gone, cause I know who's my future. By these words, cause he lives. My life is worth because he lives. Our lives are worth because he lives. Is alive. Is alive. Is alive. Forever. Amen. Life. Amen. Lives, Jesus, forever. Life. Amen. Be to God. Amen. Be to God. In the heart, she's ending your red man. The red for all the glory. In the glory, glory, in the highest voice, forever. His mercies. Amen. Refine it glories. Glory. It goes. Father, glory, song, glory, holy, and forevermore, glory, take glory, take glory. Take glory now and forevermore. Glory must be all is one grace. mine. You leave your all the gold to the Lord. It must be to the Lord. All the must be to the Lord. For he of our praise, no man could give glory to all the glory to the Lord. You are the the great you are the God, the great I am. We are, be the name of who we switched in our door. Oh, we lift up on a call, give blessed name of the Lord. Thou art now, your Lord, receive glory and power, for thou art great on they are creating this love, your Lord, save glory, power. Thou art great, all things they are created of your way, Lord, away. Of your way, Lord, of your way, move on. Of your way in our life, way, Lord, of your way in our midst. Jesus, as we pray, Lord will make a way to be no way. We cannot see a way for me. With love and strength, make a way. God will make a way. Where there seems to be no way. We cannot make a way for us. He hold us closely to His side with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. He will make with love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hear the cry of your people. God, as we call on your name, oh God, reveal your glory as we pray. Come, hear the cry of your people. Oh God, as we call on your name. Oh, me your glory as we pray. As we pray. I will ever be ungrateful to you, Lord. 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 Oh, I will never be, I will never be, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Oh, I will never be, I will never be, I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Instead, vast love of God never ceases. His mercy is never come to an end. The unknown. They're new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not. Thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, thy hands has provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again. I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Worship the Most High God, the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Almighty God, the Miracle Worker, the Mountain Mover, the Way Maker. Worship him. He is highly exalted, far above everything and everyone. He is the Most High God. Worship him. He is before all things, and he's the one holding all things together. He makes difficult things easy. He makes impossible things possible. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Praise him. We worship you, Father. We praise you, Adonai. We praise you, El Shaddai. We praise you, Elohim. We praise you, El Elyon. We praise you, mighty Redeemer, mighty Savior, mighty Healer, mighty Restorer. We praise you, the one who was and is, and is to come. We praise you, O Lord. You are the eternal life. You are resurrection and life. You are the firstborn among the dead. The firstborn among the dead. We worship you, O Lord. You are the root of Jesse, the bright and morning star, the God of our salvation, the God of heaven and the earth, the God of the everlasting covenant. You are the God of Israel. You are the only true God. You are the living God. Every other gods are dead. We praise you, Father. You give strength to the weak. You give hope to the hopeless. You give power to the powerless. You give revival to the dying. You give life to the dead, healing to the sick, liberty to the oppressed, liberty to those in captivities. We praise you, Father. You are the all-sufficient God. You are the self-sufficient God. You are able to bring things out of nothing. We praise you, Father, for all power belongs to you. You are higher than the highest, greater than the greatest, wiser than the wisest. You are richer than the richest. We worship you, El Shaddai. We praise you, mighty God. Be praised forever. Be glorified forever. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. You're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You can say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so compassionate toward me. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say, Father, thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so compassionate to me. Thank you for being so faithful to me. Thank you, Father. Continue to thank him that way. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, my Father and my God. Thank you for helping me every time I need help. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for your interventions in my life. Thank you for moving me forward. Thank you for changing my life and situations. Thank you, Lord, for making all things work together for my good. Thank you. Begin to mention all the things he has done for you. And thank him for all of them. Begin to thank him for everything you know he has done for you. For everything you know he is doing in your life. Thank him for those things. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being so good to me. Thank you for being so good in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for being so merciful to me. Thank you for being so loving in my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, you're going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for everything you have taught me. Thank you for everything you have taught me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, Father, thank you for teaching me your truth. Thank you for teaching me your righteousness. Thank you for teaching me your ways. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching me the things that I needed to know to grow in your knowledge. Thank you for teaching me the principles of your kingdom. Thank you for teaching me your ways, your standards. Thank you, Father. Thank you for teaching me things about you things about your nature. Thank you, Father, for everything you have taught me, for everything I have learned from you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the truth that I know today. Thank you, Lord, for your truth has set me free. Your truth has made me free. Thank you for showing me your truth. Thank you for teaching me your truth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank him. You can say, thank you, Lord, for not allowing my enemies to prevail over me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing my enemies to prevail over me. Thank you for not allowing my enemies to rejoice over me. Thank you for not allowing my enemies to succeed over me. Thank you for not allowing the attacks from my enemies to prevail over me. Thank you, Father. Thank you for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for fighting my battles. Thank you for protecting me from the deadly arrows from my enemies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. I'm going to pray some prayer points before we go to that scripture we have been using to pray, which is Isaiah 61, verse 1. Before we go to the scripture, before we continue from where we stopped, there are some prayer points we are going to pray first. Yeah, and after that, we will go to that scripture. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to grow in love for you. Say, Father, help me to grow in love for you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, help me, Father, to grow in love for you. Help me to love you with the whole of my heart. Help me to love you more than myself. Help me to love you more than my life. Help me to love you more than the pleasures in this world. Help me to love you more than everything in this world. Help me to have real love for you. Continue to talk to the Lord. Say, Father, help me to have real love, strong love, genuine love for you, selfless love, sacrificial love. Help me to grow in love for you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me to love you to the point where I lay down all my life to serve you, to please you. So, Father, help me to love you to the point where I forsake everything to embrace you, where I separate from everything to embrace you. Help me, O Lord, to love you to that point. Continue to pray like that. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. If you love me, keep my commandment. Say, Father, help me to love you to the point where I keep your commandment. Help me to love you to the point where I draw away from sin and immoralities. Help me to love you to the point where I consecrate myself fully unto you. Help me to love you to the point where I begin to hate the things you hate. Oh Lord, help me to grow in love for you. Help me to grow in love for you. In the name of Jesus, help me to love you with the whole of my life. Help me to love you with the whole of my strength. Help me to love you with the whole of my heart. Help me to love you with my possessions. Help me to love you with my career. Help me to love you with everything that I have and with everything that I am. Help me, O Lord, to love you more and more. In the name of Jesus, help me to grow in love for you, my Father. Help me to grow in love for you, my Savior. Help me, Father, to love you to the point where I obey everything you tell me to do. Help me to love you to the point where I follow you always. I follow your will always and not my own will. Help me, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to desire your presence at all times. Help me to desire to be with you at all times. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, help me to desire your presence at all times. In the morning, in the noon, in the afternoon, in the evening, in the night, in the midnight, in every hour of my life, help me to desire to be with you at all times. In the name of Jesus, help me to have strong hunger for your presence. Strong hunger for your presence. Strong hunger for your voice, strong hunger for your will, strong formula for your truth. Help me, O Lord, to always desire to be with you. Help me to always desire to hear from you. Help me to always desire to serve you, to please you. Help me, Father, to always desire to be with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible showed us how it is impossible for a man to claim that he or she loves God, but such man hates his fellow brother, his fellow brethren. You cannot say that you love God and you have hatred for your fellow brethren. If you cannot love your brother, your sister, that you can see physically, how can you love God who you can't see physically? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to love my fellow brethren in the faith. Help me to love the people you love. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you hate the people God loves, it means you hate God. If you hate the people God cares so much for, it means you hate God. If you hate the people Jesus died for on the cross of Calvary so that he can save their souls, it means you hate Jesus. Say, Father, help me to love the brethren. Help me to have real love, true love for the brethren, for my fellow brothers and sisters in the faith. Help me to have real love for them in the name of Jesus. And not only that, Father, help me to love everyone that you love. Help me to love the people that Jesus died for on the cross of Calvary. Help me to love everyone that you love. Help me, Father, to have real love for others. Help me to show, help me to demonstrate real love for others. Help me, Father, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to turn away from my wrong ways so that you can be pleased with my life, so that you can be happy with me. Say, Father, help me to turn away from my foolishness, from my wrongdoings. Help me to turn away from my sinful lifestyle so that you can be pleased with me. Open your mouth and begin to talk to the Lord. Say, Father, help me to turn away from the things you dislike. Help me to turn away from the things you hate. Help me to turn away from my wrong attitudes, wrong behaviors, wrong lifestyle, sinful lifestyle, dirty lifestyle, immoral lifestyle. Help me to turn away from them all in the name of Jesus, so that you can be pleased with me, so that you can be happy with me. Help me, Father, to forsake the things that defiles me, the things that pollutes me, the things that stains my garment. Help me to forsake them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray. The Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They are the sons of God. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to yield myself to be led by your Holy Spirit in every day of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to yield myself to be controlled by the Holy Spirit, to be led, to be guided by the Holy Spirit in every day of my life. Help me, Father. I believe you're praying. Say, Father, help me to surrender myself to be controlled and led and guided by your Holy Spirit. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Help me, Father, to surrender my spirit, soul, and body for your Holy Spirit to control my life, for your Holy Spirit to take over my life. Help me to be humble enough for your Holy Spirit to lead me and guide me. Help me to be selfless enough for your Holy Spirit to lead and guide me. Help me, O Lord, to surrender to your Holy Spirit for proper guidance. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, you need to know that if the Lord has told you something before and you refuse to do it, He might not speak to you again until you have done the thing he told you to do. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to obey every instruction that the Lord has given to me. I receive strength, I receive grace to obey every instruction that the Lord has given to me. And begin to pray like that. And I receive strength to go and do the things the Lord had commanded me to do. And I receive grace to go back and do the things the Lord has commanded me to do. I receive grace and strength to obey the voice of the Lord that I have ignored. I receive grace and strength to obey every instruction of the Lord that I failed to obey. I receive grace now to go back and do them. In the name of Jesus, every correction from the Lord that I have ignored, I receive strength to do them now. In the name of Jesus, every guidance from the Lord, every leading from the Lord that I ignored, I repent now and I receive strength to go and do them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. So now we're going to that place in Isaiah 61, verse 1. Isaiah 61, verse 1. Yeah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now we stopped at the point that says to proclaim liberty to the captives. And we told you that we're going to look at many things the Lord is doing in the earth at this time, and how He wants to use Christians, any Christian, to also do those things. Yeah, because what the Lord is going to use you to do is what the Lord is doing Himself. Don't forget what Jesus said. He said, I do whatever I see my Father do. Yeah, so He said, my Father is walking, and so am I. So my Father, I've been walking, and here I am doing His works. So we cannot do anything that is different from what the Lord is doing. So everything that the Lord is using us to do, or that He wants to use us to do, is what He Himself is doing. And even as He's using you, you are not going to be the one doing them. He is still the one that will do those things through you. Yeah, so during the last prayer session, we talked on healing the sick, which is what the Lord is doing right now in the end. So we're going to move to casting out devils. If you look at the Mark chapter 16, verse 17, it says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast devils. They shall cast out devils. So you, as a Christian, you have been called and sent by God to cast out devils. before we go into what it means to cast out devils, I want you to raise up your right hand and pray this prayer. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the power and authority and dominion of Jesus Christ to cast out devils. Open your mouth and feel like that. Say in the name of Jesus, I connect with the power and authority and dominion of Jesus Christ to cast out devils. Continue to pray that when Jesus came into the world, he was casting out the devils. And so am I. I also shall continue to cast out devils. So begin to say, I connect with the power and authority and dominion of Jesus Christ to cast out devils. I connect with the power and authority and dominion of Jesus Christ to cast out devils, to cast out all devils, whatever their names may be, whether they are in the air or on earth or under the earth or in the waters or in the sky or outside the sky, wherever they are, I connect with the power and authority and dominion of Jesus Christ to cast out devils right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, what does it mean to cast out devils? Now, the first thing it means is that devils or demons, they were not created, or it is, or we should say, it is illegal for them to dwell on earth. It is illegal for demons, for devils to dwell on earth and to operate on earth, or to dwell in people, or to operate in people's lives, or to oppress people. So it is illegal. I mean, spiritually illegal. So they have no right to be here. The world was not created for demons, for devils. The world or this earth was created for man, not for demons, not for Satan and his agents. So that is why he wants us to cast out devils, because they have no right to be here. They have no right to function in your life. They have no right to function in your environment. They have no right to operate in this earth. So that is why we must cast them out. So they don't belong to the earth. Everything the kingdom of darkness is doing is to take possession of the earth and of man. So the battles of darkness is for man, is to capture man and to capture the end, to capture this end. So they have special interest for this end. And that is why Jesus says we should cast them. So you're going to pray. You must come to the point in your Christian life where you become uncomfortable with demons, with devils, where you don't feel at home with devils and with their oppressions and with their agents. You are not comfortable seeing them operate freely here on earth. So you must come to that point. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with fire that will make me uncomfortable with the presence of devils in my life, in my environment. I'm going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with fire that will make me uncomfortable with the presence and operations of devils in my environment, in my life, and in the head. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Fill me with such fire that is hostile to demons, to devils, and to their operations. Holy Spirit, fill me with such fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus, fill me with fire that will make me to never tolerate demons, that will make me to never tolerate devils, that will make me to never tolerate the operations, the activities of devils in my life or in my environment. Holy Spirit, you be with that fire right now. I believe you're praying. This take it to fill my body with that fire. Fill my soul with such fire. Fill my spirit with such fire. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Fill me with fire that cannot feel at home with devils. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, fill me with fire that cannot tolerate devils and their oppressions. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now you might be asking, if we cast them out, I think some people have asked that question a lot. They will ask that if we cast the devil's house, where do they go? Where should they go? Now, where they will go is not your problem, or should not be your problem. Yeah, your concern should be casting them out. Yeah. God did not create a specific place for some demons. Now, there are some demons that are presently in chains. If you read the book of Jude, you will see that some demons, some fallen angels, they are presently being in chains. They have been chained on that darkness. Now, but there are some others that, they are not tamed, like Satan, for instance, or Lucifer is free. He can move everywhere. He's not yet bound. So he can even enter into hell and come out. So there are demons that they move everywhere, they enter into hell, they come out. So if you think, oh, I will cast them out into hell, many demons, they are not bound in hell. So they go to hell, they come out, they operate in hell. Yeah, so let me say, there is no specific place for some demons to be kept. Yeah, but Jesus said something. He said, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he said, he will go through dry places. Now, the meaning of dry places means the demon will not be able to feed. Yeah, because demons, they feed on the flesh of human beings. They feed on, when I say the flesh, I'm not talking about your body and blood and bones. I'm talking about the manifestation of your sinful nature. That is what demons feed on. Yeah, every time you obey your flesh, you are inviting demons into your life. Every time you operate in the flesh, you walk in the flesh, you follow the desires of your flesh, you follow sinful desires, so you invite them to come and feed, because they feed on the desires of your flesh. The desires coming out of your flesh, that is the food of demons, your pride, the lust in you. Yeah. They feed on it. So Jesus said, when an unclean spirit is cast out, they become hungry, they begin to starve, and they begin to look for where to feed or what to feed on. Yeah. So Jesus did not really tell us that we have to cast demons into certain place. So he only showed us how to keep them out of our lives forever. So when we cast them out, God knows what to do to them. Yeah. And in fact, God wants them to be outside of this earth. So you can bind them to never enter into your life. Yeah, so you should not worry about casting, where am I going to cast them out to? That should not be the concern. The concern is to keep them out of your life and out of this earth, that they no longer are able to operate on earth and in human lives, including your own life. Yeah, I hope you understand. So you're going to pray. Now, I want to pray for discernment. So when it comes to casting out devils, you must have spiritual discernment. You must be able to sense their presence and operation. Yeah, because many of you live with demons in your house, and you don't even know that. Many of you have demons even in your kitchen and in your toilet and in several places in your environment, but you don't even know because you lack spiritual discernment. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, fill me with fire to be able to discern the presence and activity of devils, of demons in my life, in my environment, in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray them down. The Holy Spirit, fill me with fire. Fill my spirit with fire. Fill my soul with fire. Fill my body with fire. To be able to discern the presence and operations of demons, of devils in my life, in my environment. Fill me with fire, Holy Spirit. Fill me with fire right now. I give you a prayer so that I will be able to know the presence of demons and their functions and their operations, and be able to cast them out. Fill me with fire in the name of Jesus. Baptize my spirit, soul, and body in your fire, Holy Spirit, to cast out, to identify, to defend the presence and operation of demons, the presence and operation of darkness, of creatures of darkness in my life and environment, so that I can cast them out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I want to read a place for you in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 16 to 18. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought our masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us, and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which you unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Praise the Lord. So you can see here that Paul was able to discern that this spirit is not of God, even though the spirit was testifying what is true. But he was able to know that this spirit is not of God. And immediately he became grieved. After many days, he was tolerating. Then it came to a point that he could no longer tolerate the operation of that spirit. So he became grieved in his spirit, and he commanded the spirit to come out. Yeah, because the spirit was trespassing. So nobody was telling, nobody was asking the spirit to testify anything. But the spirit kept on testifying. that these people are the servants of the Most High God, and they have come to show us the way of salvation. So that is an insult to the gospel, when evil spirit is trying to feel among with God's people, when an evil spirit is trying to join with God's people and wants to show himself as a right spirit. So you're going to pray. It is important that you're able to discern that a spirit is wrong, even when the spirit appears to be saying the truth. So you have to be able to discern such things, even when it appears as if the spirit is not manifesting evil, is not really showing evil, but yet you're able to know that this is an evil spirit. So you're going to pray. Yeah, because the Bible also tells us that even now, Satan is masquerading himself as the angel of light. Yeah, they have nothing to do with the light, but yet they are appearing as light. So we have a lot of devils in the church today, and many Christians have accepted those devils. Yeah, because the devils are appearing as angels of light. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me in fire to be able to discern demons, devils that are appearing as agents of light, that are manifesting as the right spirit, whereas they are evil. So Holy Spirit, fill me with fire to be able to discern such category of devils. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Not many Christians are able to discern such category of devils. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, baptize me with fire to be able to discern devils that are appearing as spirits of light, devils that are appearing as angels of light. Holy Spirit, empower me to discern the presence and activities of such devils. In the name of Jesus, wherever they might be operating, wherever they may be operating, whether it's in my touch, or they're operating through a particular servant of God, or a particular minister of God. So Holy Spirit, empower me with your fire to be able to discern the presence and operation of devils that are appearing as angels of light. Empower me to be able to discern them in the name of Jesus. Empower me to be able to know the operation of spirits of darkness that are manifesting as spirits of light. Empower me, Holy Spirit, to be able to know them, to be able to identify them, so that I can cast them out. In the name of Jesus. time they're found. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If God is going to use you to cast out devils, you must be fearless. You must be fearless. Yeah, because demons, they feed on fear. But if you have fear, you will be weak against them. If you are afraid of them, you're going to be weak against them. They are going to be stronger than you, and they are going to capture you. But when you are fearless, they will be afraid of you. So you're going to pray. Yeah, some of you, you are so fearful of witches and wizards. Yeah, and witches and wizards, they are even inferior to demons, because it is demons that empowers them. Yeah, it is demons that empowers witches and wizards. So they got their powers from demons. Same thing with witch doctors and all the human agents of darkness. They got their powers from devils, from demons. So now, if you are afraid of those human agents, those demons, if you are afraid of the human agents of darkness, that is the witches, the wizards, the sorcerers, magicians, the witch doctors, yeah. If you're afraid of those ones, then that means you can't even stand the presence of demons. If you're so fearful of people that were empowered by demons, that means you can't even stand the presence of the demons themselves. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every feeling in my spirit, soul, and body that has made me weak against devils, against demons. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the fear now. Open your mouth and pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every sin in my spirit, every fear in my soul, every fear in my body, in my mind, that has made me weak against demons, that has made me weak against the oppressions of devils. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy such fear in me right now. Destroy such fear in me right now. Destroy such fear in me right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to cast out the fear. Begin to say, I cast out every fear in me that is making me weak against the devils and the oppressions. I cast out the fears right now. In the name of Jesus, I cast out the knees right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Yes, we're going to pray just as I said during the last prayer session concerning sickness and disease, how you have to face the sickness and the disease with the greatness of God. So the same thing applies to devils. So when you confront devils, you should confront them with the greatness of God. Yeah, just the way David confronted Goliath. Yeah, so that is how to face devils. And that is why I am personally against every form of deliverance ministry or church that tries to magnify the devil over the power of God. There are some churches and deliverance ministries that they kind of, you know, with the way they do their prayers, they kind of exalt demons and the operations above the power of Jesus and above the power in the name of Jesus. Yeah, in fact, if you look at some of the prayer points that they pray in such churches and deliverance ministries, you will see how, you know, how those prayer points is kind of generating fear. Yeah, fear of devils. Yeah, because even in those prayer points, you're going to see fear inside, more like you are scared of the devils. Yeah, so that is not how to confront devils. You confront devils with the greatness of God. The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you confront devils with the greatness of God. That is, with faith in the greatness of God. Yeah. Just the way David magnified God in front of Goliath. Yeah, and we know the end of the story. He slaughtered Goliath. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me and help that magnifies Jesus above devils and the operations. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, create in me a mind, the mind, the heart that magnifies Jesus above devils and the operations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Create in me such mind. Create in me such mind. Such mind that is able to confront devils with the greatness of God. Create in me such mind. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. The heart that exalts Jesus above devils and their operations. It in me such a right now. In the name of Jesus, create in me such heart that exalts Jesus, that exalts the power of God, that magnifies the power of God, the power of Jesus, the dominion of Jesus over the devils and their oppressions. Create in me such heart, so that whenever I confront devils, they will run in fear. Holy Spirit, create in me such heart, so that whenever I confront devils, they will begin to stop in fear. They will begin to run in fear. Create in me such heart, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that there are billions of devils. Now, it's not like they are that much, but they have a technology that enables them to multiply themselves using human beings or using the spirits of human beings. You might not understand how they do this, but I want you to know that there are too many of them, and they have filled the earth. And the truth is, human beings help them to have such dominion that they have at this time. Human beings help the devils to multiply and to spread and to have the control and dominion and victory that they have at this time. So they are everywhere. Though not as God is everywhere, but there's no way you will not find devils. They are everywhere. They are in the air that you breathe. The air that you breathe in, devils are there. They are in the water that you drink. They are there. They are in the food that we eat. They are in everywhere, in everything in this earth. Yeah. So, if not for the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross of Calvary and the blood of Jesus, will become too weak to fight these creatures, because they have penetrated into everything that pertains to human being or to humans. Yeah, so they have entered into everything. Yeah, and that is why we must cast out devils in these last days, because they have filled the earth. In Isaiah chapter 60, it says, gross darkness shall fill the earth. Gross darkness shall fill the people. So that prophecy is coming to pass right now. They are everywhere. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every presence and operation of darkness in my life. Every pitch darkness, what we talk about, gross darkness, pitch darkness. We are talking about devils. They are the darkness. Another name for them is darkness. So begin to say, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy every devils, every darkness, every thick darkness that have surrounded my life in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every darkness that have penetrated into my life, let fire form from the throne of God and consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall. Let fire fall. Let fire fall right now and consume them all. Every darkness, every devils that have crept into my life, crept into several areas of my life, and have filled my entire environment. Let fire fall and consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus, as fire fell in the days of Elijah, let fire fall right now and praise them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, when I say they are everywhere and they have filled everything in the earth, I am not making a mistake. I'm telling you what is real. Yeah. It's just that, you know, the presence of the Holy Spirit in us, you know, is resisting how far they want to go to consume our lives. I mean, the presence of God in us or with us is limiting how far they want to enter into our life and destroy our lives. Yeah, but for you to say that they are not even right there where you are right now is an understatement. They are everywhere. Yeah, and for those of you that you don't even have enough fire in your spirit, you don't have strong relationship with the Lord. Yeah, so it's possible that they have even taken over your life. I mean, it's possible that these demons have even taken over your entire life. Yeah, because if your fire is so low, or the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life is dead, that means you have become their feeding ground, the feeding ground of devils. Yeah, so I want you to pray again. You don't know how far they have gone in your life. Yeah, especially for those of you that have not been prayerful. And for those of you that you still commit sin any time you want, you still, you know, walk in the flesh, and you still follow the desires of your flesh, yeah, then I must tell you that they have entered into your life. I mean, these devils, they have entered into your life. So there's no doubt about that. So I want you to pray that prayer again. This time around, you're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, pass through my spirit and soul and body and restore every presence and open up everything and pollution and corruption of darkness. I begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost pass through my body, pass through every cell of my body, pass through every part of my soul and spirit, and destroy presence of darkness, presence of devils, operations of devils, works of devils, pollution of devils, corruption of devils. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every darkness that has infiltrated into my life, into my body, soul, and spirit, fire of the Holy Ghost, find them and consume them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Find them. Find them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, wherever they are in my body. Yeah, there are some demons that they target only your body system. They don't go beyond that. And some they target your soul, just your soul. Some they target just your spirit. Yeah, forget about those that says Christians cannot have demons. Forget about that. Pray that God would deliver you. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness, every devils that have infiltrated my life. Praise them and destroy them all. Find them and consume them all. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I am not one of those preachers that will tell you that Christians cannot have demons in their lives, that Christians cannot be possessed by demons because the Holy Spirit lives in them. Yeah, that is a false teaching. And that is a false doctrine. Yeah, because Christians can have demons if or when they let the demons in. Yeah, so we can say Christians should not have demons. But when they let demons in, then they have demons. Yeah, so that is it. So, but to just speak theoretically and say Christians cannot be possessed, that is a lie. Yeah, because there's nothing like that. Yeah. Now we need to talk about this practically, not theoretically, practically. Yeah. So if Christians cannot have demons, then it means such Christians is practically closing the doors through which those demons can enter, through a lifestyle of holiness and purity, through a lifestyle of prayerfulness, a lifestyle of fasting, a lifestyle of faith and fellowshipping with God and walking with God, a lifestyle of walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. So such Christians must be someone who have been working hard to keep the demons away. Yeah, but any Christian that is not doing things that keeps the demons away will have a lot of demons in their lives. Yeah, so don't buy into such teachings, or else they would destroy your lives. I mean, these devils will destroy your life, especially when you know that you have not been keeping them away from your life. So don't act as if they are not there when they are actually there. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, empower me to keep darkness and devils far from my life. The Holy Spirit, empower me with fire, empower me with righteousness, with purity, with holiness, to keep devils and darkness away from my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. So Holy Spirit, empower me. You cannot cast out devils when you have devils in your life. You can't cast out what you still have in you. When you are a victim, you cannot now cast them out when you are also their victim. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, empower me with fire. So it's a fire that keeps darkness away from my life. Fire that keeps devils away from my life and environment. Empower me with fire. Empower me with fire. Empower me with righteousness. Empower me with faith. Empower me with holiness and purity to keep darkness and devils away from my life. Empower me, Holy Spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Holy Spirit. Empower me with fire. Empower my spirit man with fire. Empower my soul with fire. Empower my body with fire. That keep darkness and devils away from my life and environment. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, as I said, that you cannot have devils and still cast out devils. You cannot be a slave to devils and still cast them out. So your authority will be weak if they have captured you. Your authority will be weak against them. Now, the reason why Some of you have not been able to overcome this darkness and devils. It is because there are things you do that gives them legal ground by your life. Things you do that is keeping them in your life. Things you do that keeps you under their control and under their dominion. Yeah, and that is why repentance is the greatest deliverance from devils, from darkness. Repentance, genuine repentance, is the greatest deliverance. Yeah. Once you have genuinely repented to get delivered becomes very easy. Yeah, because the enemy will not have a legal ground over you. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to repent genuinely, to repent completely, so that I will remain in dominion over devils and darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive grace to repent genuinely, to repent fully, to repent from all sin, to repent from all unrighteousness, so that I will remain in victory and dominion over devils and darkness in the name of Jesus. So I receive grace. I receive grace to repent. I receive grace to repent. I receive grace to repent completely. I receive grace to repent fully. I receive grace to turn away from all sin. I receive grace to stop doing the things that is legalizing demonic operations in my life. I receive grace to repent fully, in order to remain in victory and dominion over all devils and darkness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. To cast out devils, you have to do that with the name of Jesus. So you have to know the power that is in the name of Jesus. You have to believe in that power. You have to meditate on his name. Yeah, because some Christians, they don't really know how powerful the name of Jesus is. And that is why when they use that name against devils, nothing happens. Because they don't really know the power there is in that name. You know, faith is connected to knowledge. Yeah, faith has a lot to do with knowledge. Yeah, you know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yeah, so faith has a lot to do with information, knowledge, revelation. Yeah, so if you don't really know the power that is in his name, the name, you know, might not work when you are using it against devils. Yeah, because devils, they respond to power, not just to words. And demons respond to power, not just to what you say from your mouth. So you can speak, you can quote scriptures. Yeah, but if you don't know what you are quoting, devils will be laughing at you. I don't know if I get to my point. You can open your mouth and begin to speak all kinds of scriptures in order to fight devils. But if you don't really know what, you don't know the power that is in those scriptures, you have no understanding and revelation of the power that is in the scriptures, you opened your mouth to speak against the devils, those scriptures will be powerless and the demons will be laughing at you. So if you're going to use the name of Jesus to cast out devils, you need to ask yourself, do I know this name? Do I know the power that is in this name? Do I know the greatness of his name? Yeah. Do I know the dominion that is in this name? Do I know the worth of this name? The value of this name? Yeah, if you don't, then it might not work. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me a deep revelation of the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the power that is in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, open the eyes of my heart to see the greatness, the dominion, the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Open my eyes to see the anointing, the power that is in the name of Jesus. Renew to me that in the name of Jesus, so that I can get a lot of victories through his name. Reveal to me, O Lord, the power, the grace, the strength, the authority, and the dominion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to pray five more prayer points. Yeah, because our time is fast spent. Yeah, one thing that I know about the name of Jesus is that it invokes the personality of Jesus. It invokes, you know, what it means to invoke, that is to call forth Jesus wherever he is. You know, in the African culture, especially in the idolatry aspect of African culture, especially the practices of, you know, of people that worship gods and goddesses. Yeah, people that worship demons. Yeah, you know, all these demonic priests or priestess, there's a way they invoke the spirit, the spirit of the idols they are worshipping, or the way they invoke the gods by mentioning the names of those gods. Yeah, so the name of Jesus, he gave us his name so that we'll be able to move him to that name, like more like you pull him into situations, into circumstances, wherever he is. You know, more like you draw him into situations. Yeah, so the name of Jesus invokes the personality of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. So wherever he is, when he hears his name, he will show up. Praise the Lord. Wherever he is, so when you call his name, he will appear in that place. Yeah, he will manifest, not in his spiritual form. He will manifest in his physical form. No, he can make himself invisible. Yeah, but he will manifest in his physical form, and we know his physical form. That form that he resurrected with, when Jesus resurrected, the form that he had when he ascended into heaven. Yeah. So anytime you call Jesus, that is, you know, that form he is in glory. That is how he will appear physically. Yeah. You might not see him with your physical eyes, but he's physically present. Yeah, so his name draws him into situations, into circumstances. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me In the name of Jesus, teach me to demonstrate faith. In the name of Jesus. We saw how Peter and John used that name to heal a paralytic man. Yeah, the man that he has never walked since he was born. Yeah, they said silver and gold we don't have, but this is what we have in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. So they literally invoked Jesus Christ into the scene. I mean, into that situation. They invoked his presence and his personality. And the lame man began to walk. Yeah, so you're going to say, Holy Spirit, teach me to demonstrate faith in the name of Jesus. That is faith in his name. Teach me to demonstrate faith in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Holy Spirit, teach me to demonstrate faith in his name. Faith in the name of Jesus. Teach me to demonstrate practical faith in the greatness of the name of Jesus. Teach me to demonstrate faith in the power of the name of Jesus. Teach me to demonstrate faith in the authority of the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me to demonstrate faith in the dominion of the name of Jesus. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to take actions of faith that shows how much I trust in the name of Jesus. Teach me to take actions that shows how much I believe in the power that is in the name of Jesus. Teach me, Holy Spirit, to demonstrate living faith in his name, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now we have one more prayer point. He has to go to pray. Another reason why the name of Jesus doesn't seem to work in the lives of some Christians is because they are not in Jesus. Because they are not abiding in Jesus. Jesus said, abide in me and I in you. And that shows agreement. Yeah, the Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? That is Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Yeah, so you cannot abide in Jesus if you and Jesus are not in agreement. If you are living a life that is contrary to the life that the life of Jesus or the life in Jesus. Yeah, if you have a nature that is different from the nature in Jesus. So two of you cannot agree. So, and if you call his name, nothing will happen. Yeah, because he said in that John chapter 15 that his word must abide in you. And when his words abide in you, whatsoever you ask will be granted. You can go and read John chapter 15. Yeah, so which means that you are doing his word. You are obeying his word. You are obeying his commandments. You are in good terms with him. That is what abiding in him is all about. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to abide in Jesus. Help me to abide in Jesus. Begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, help me to abide in Jesus, so that the name of Jesus can produce wonders in my life and in the lives of those I pray for. Holy Spirit, help me to remain in Jesus. Help me to please Jesus. Help me to obey Jesus. Help me to do the words of Jesus. To obey the words of Jesus. Help me to obey the word of God that I read and study every day. Help me to do the things that the Bible teaches. Help me, Holy Spirit, so that the name of Jesus can walk great things in my life. Help me, Holy Spirit, to be in alignment with Jesus, to be in agreement with Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. It says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. Now, another revelation about the name of Jesus is in the fact that you have a place in Jesus. Yeah, you have a place in Jesus. You know, the Bible tells us that we are seated in Christ in the heavenly places. You know, when Jesus ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God, far above principalities and powers, we are also in him. Yeah, so we are seated in Jesus. Now, Jesus can allocate to you the same dominion that he has, the same power that he has, the same authority that he has. He can share with you. He can allocate you based on how much he can sustain, and based on how much he has tested you and see that you are qualified to do his works. Yeah, so he can share that power with you. You know, such that when you are casting out devils, you are doing it as though you are Jesus. in human form. In fact, Jesus can empower you to the point that when the demons see you, they would not be seeing you, they will be seeing Jesus. And they can even call you Jesus. Yeah, because Jesus has shared part of his power with you. Yeah, so that's another thing that you need to know about his name. So he can, you know, you can be promoted spiritually to the point where you can do things on earth as though you are Jesus in person. You can walk miracles. It's just like the way Elijah was walking miracles, and the way Elisha was working miracles. If you study the way they did their miracles, you know, it was as though they were God in person. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me a place in the authority and dominion of your name. Give me a place in that dominion so that I can manifest your power and greatness to the world. Begin to say, Lord Jesus, give me a place in the authority and dominion of your name. Yeah, so you can visualize his name as, you know, as a room or a realm where there are different positions and different thrones. Yeah, you can visualize his name as a place, as a room where there are different thrones of power, thrones of authority, thrones of dominion. So Jesus can put you on one of those thrones that are in his name. So you're going to say, Lord Jesus, give me a place in the authority and dominion of your name. Give me a place. Give me a feeling of the authority and dominion of your name so that I can manifest your greatness to the world, so that I can manifest your dominion to the world and to the forces of darkness. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. So Lord Jesus, give me a place in the authority of your name. Give me a place in the dominion of your name so that I can exercise the same authority and power and dominion over devils, over darkness, and over all the works of darkness. Lord Jesus, put me in one of the thrones in your name. One of the thrones of your name. One of the thrones of the authority of your name. Put me there so that I can demonstrate your authority and dominion over your enemies and over darkness and their works in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, in my name shall they cast out devils. In my name shall they cast out devils. You are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, bring me into a prevailing warrior. So Holy Spirit, bring me to become a prevailing warrior in spirit. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. If you are not a warrior that have conquered many realms of darkness, conquered many battles of darkness, it will be difficult for you to really cast out some devils. You'll be able to cast out some some low class devils, but it will be hard for you to cast out high class devils if you have not been trained into a warrior in spiritual warfare. The Holy Spirit train me to become a prevailing warrior in spiritual warfare. Bring me to become a warrior that conquers darkness. A warrior that conquers deep darkness. A warrior that conquers high-class devils, princes of darkness, realms of darkness, kingdoms of darkness. Holy Spirit, bring me to become such a warrior. Bring me to such a warrior. Bring me to become a prevailing warrior, a victorious soldier in spiritual warfare. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It says, in my name shall be cast out devils. Now, if you are going to cast out devils, You must be a soul winner. You must be someone that preaches the truth that saves souls. Yeah. Because it will be hard for you to cast out devils from people who still love the devils. It will be hard for you to cast out devils from people who still want the devils in their lives. So you must first of all preach the gospel of salvation and be able to bring the people to the place of repentance and surrenderness to Jesus. Then you will be able to cast out the devils in their lives. So you are going to pray. You are going to say, Holy Spirit, bring me to become a soul winner. freed me to become a preacher of righteousness, a preacher of the truth. Freed me to become a preacher that warns people of the dangers of sin and hell. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, train me to become a fervent soul winner. Train me to become a serious soul winner. Train me to become a passionate soul winner in the name of Jesus. Fill me with passion to preach the gospel that is able to save souls. Fill me, so Holy Spirit, fill me with passion. Fill me with zeal and desire to preach the gospel that is able to save the souls of men. In the name of Jesus. Fill me with passion to preach against sin. Fill me with passion to preach the truth to everyone, so that they can be free from devils. Teach me how to use the word of truth to save souls. Say, Holy Spirit, teach me how to use the scriptures, how to use the knowledge and understanding of the scriptures to save souls into God's kingdom, so that they can be free of devil. In the name of Jesus, fill me with fire to do serious evangelism that will bring people to the place of repentance and surrenderness to Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point, we're still talking about casting out devils. Now, you need to understand that what most devils want to do in the lives of people is to control them. You know, just the same thing the Holy Ghost wants to do in the lives of a man, in the life of a man, yeah, is to control, to be the one in control. So demons also want to control, yeah, they want to be the one in charge of people's life. They want to be the one driving the people to do what they want. Yeah. And you can do this casting out devils even without the people who have the devils knowing. How should I say it? You can cast out devils from people and yet the people would not know that you have cast out demons from them. Yeah, let's take this example. Let's say, for instance, you are in a place of work. You are working in an organization or company, and then you notice that a particular devil is in control of your boss. Yeah, maybe your boss your boss came into the company, and he began to manifest anger. He began to, manifest devils, and you were able to discern that this is devil manifesting through my boss. Yeah. Now you can just go to a secret place and begin to push the devil that is driving your boss to speak and do those things he's doing. And you'll be surprised that because of you, God will suppress those demons or arrest those demons. Yeah, to cast out devils is also to arrest devils. Yeah, so you can cast out devils from people because the devils upon them is going to affect your whole life. Yeah, so God will answer that prayer because of you. God will give them a temporal deliverance because of you. It doesn't mean the devils will leave them completely, but because of you, and because you can be affecting, because you are close to those people, as at that time the devil is in operation in their lives. So God can temporarily arrest those devils because of you. He can temporarily drive them away. Yeah, because of you. So when you now leave the person, or the person leave your environment, the demons can return. Yeah, the demons can return to that person. But while that person is still close by or close to you, you can actually bind the demons, and they will not be able to operate. Yeah, because of you. God will answer that prayer because of you. Yeah, so I hope you understand my explanation. So you can really cast out devils devils that is trying to use or walk through people around you against you. Devils that are trying to operate through the people around you against you. So you can suspend their activities through your prayer. You can bind them, and they will not be able to operate. Like, for instance, there's another example of a gangster or a young man who came with a gun to attack an elderly woman who is a Christian, who knows the authority that is in the name of Jesus. So this young man came with a gun loaded with bullets, and he was going to shoot the woman. The woman looked at him and said, "I command you in the name of Jesus, give me the gun." And the guy gave the woman the gun. And then the woman said, "Stay there in the name of Jesus." And the woman carried her mobile phone and called the police and told the police to come and arrest the young man. And the young man stayed there till the police came, and the police arrested the man, and the woman gave the police the gun. Yeah, and the police were surprised. They were like, "How did you collect? How were you able to collect the gun from him?" She said, "I used the name of Jesus." Yeah. So why? Because it is a devil that have possessed the young man. It is a devil that is driving that man to shoot, to kill. And this woman used the name of Jesus to arrest that devil. Yeah, it's so simple, but some of you might not be able to do that. Maybe you'll be scared. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the oppressions of demons going on in the lives of people around me, and empower me to be able to arrest those oppressions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the oppressions of demons going on around me. Some of you are a parent, and demons are operating through your children, and you can't arrest the demons, and push them out. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see the demons operating in the lives of people around me, and empower me to be able to arrest them and push them out in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, open my eyes. Open my eyes. Open my eyes. To be able to see the activities of demons going on in the lives of people around me, in the lives of people in my workplace, in the lives of people in my neighborhood. Holy Spirit, even people in my church. Holy Spirit, open my eyes to be able to see the activities of demons going on, and to be able to arrest those activities, suspend those activities, and cast the demons out in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we thank you for you are so faithful. Thank you for your grace that is always with us. Thank you for your power that is always with us. Thank you for your might that is helping us be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for the authority that is in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us this name for free. Thank you for all the dominion and power and the grace and benefit that is loaded in inside the name of Jesus. Thank you for all the signs and wonders and miracles that are loaded inside the name of Jesus. And thank you for giving us access to use this name anytime. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the authority you have given to us to cast out devils, both in our own lives and in the lives of others, be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you exalt your name in the lives of everyone here in Jesus' name. O Lord Jesus, exalt your name in their bodies, in their souls, in their spirits, and let your name begin to destroy everything that is contrary to your will in their lives. O Lord, let the power in your name begin to do great deliverance and great victories in the lives of everyone here in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you empower everyone in this prayer session with grace and with your strength to start a war on demons, on devils. Empower everyone here with fire to begin to wage war on all the devils and demons in their environment, in their lives. From this day onward, Father, do it now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that henceforth you shall no longer be comfortable with the activities of demons and darkness in your life and environment. You shall rise in anger to fight and to conquer them all, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. And I pray for you that every time you wage war against devils and the forces and powers and ranks of darkness, you shall always win in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you have answered. I decree that every work of devils that is still going on in your life up to this point, up to this moment, I decree that they are consumed by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.